From NPR News in Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. Arguments in the Supreme Court today on the constitutionality of campaign finance reform, and in a rare move, the court is releasing the audio of the arguments. You'll be able to hear them later today on All Things Considered. Increasingly, private, for-profit companies are doing jobs historically carried out by the U.S. Armed Forces. From Colombia to Liberia to Afghanistan to Iraq, more civilians are involved in military operations. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld supported this outsourcing, saying it saves money. But there are concerns that these companies operate with little oversight and may have different priorities from those of the military. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with P.W. Singer, author of the new book, Corporate Warriors.
According to a recent story in the Washington Post, a third of the military's $4 billion a month budget in Iraq is going to private contractors. And Halliburton, the company formerly run by Vice President Dick Cheney, has the lion's share. Among other things, Halliburton is responsible for building and maintaining bases, delivering the mail, and producing millions of hot meals. It's such an integral part of the military life in Iraq that company workers there often dress in army fatigues. Peter Singer, is this something new, private companies being such a big part of a military operation?
It's been a gradual development, but it's really new in sort of the grand span of U.S. military operations. I think if we compare with the 1991 Gulf War, it's a great illustration. There you had about one contractor for every 100 U.S. soldiers. Now we've reached the point where it's about one contractor for every 10. But more importantly, they're taking on all sorts of mission-critical roles that they wouldn't have taken on before.
And are they beholden to the same rules both nationally and international rules and conventions like the Geneva Convention?
No, and I think that's one of the most troubling aspects of this. There's pretty much no international regulation towards these companies. The only laws that apply are the anti-mercenary laws, but these companies are not mercenaries, and the laws have been found to be inapplicable to them. On the national level, there's only a certain number of restrictions, and they're very limited, and they only take place in a couple of states.
So what are the problems that you see coming up with this lack of oversight?
Well, it runs in a couple of directions. One is what happens at the individual employee level and how they conduct themselves, particularly if they're representing the U.S. government. These guys can commit crimes and nothing can happen against them. That's disturbing when they're supposedly representing the U.S. government on the ground. You also have minimal controls over who these companies go to work for on the international level. In some cases, they worked for democratic governments and good groups like the UN or environmental organizations. And in other cases, companies have gone to work for rebel groups, dictators, drug cartels, and terrorist groups. So that's of concern. And then the final aspect is if you don't have good oversight and don't have good regulation, you won't be getting the best deal out of using these private operators. Not only will you not be getting the most cost-efficient product, but you also have to worry about your quality and also whether they're going to be there when you need them.
Well, now Donald Rumsfeld has been pushing what's called the revolution in military affairs, and that's supposed to make the armed forces leaner and quicker. So could this be a good thing in terms of cost to the U.S. taxpayer?
In some parts, this dynamic is what is driving the industry's growth. We've turned over all sorts of areas to these companies because of the technological needs. Now, the concern, though, is that we've projected our aim first without developing the policies to ensure that aim. And a number of the contracts that we had, for example, in Iraq, we simply didn't have good competition. We just handed them over to private companies. And in a sense, then, you're creating a monopoly for yourself. You know, the idea for doing this is to take advantage of what business can offer you, but you don't try and take advantage of the worst of business practices.
P.W. Singer of the Brookings Institution is the author of the new book, Corporate Warriors. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.